Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, already this week, I've told you about our missionaries working in the country of Liberia on the west coast of Africa, and then in Scotland, and then two different missionary families. One has been there for a while, and one brand new family working in the country of Belize. But today I want to come back to the United States of America. I want to tell you about Richard Jacob and his wife Leah, who are reaching America for Christ through planting Nashville Baptist Church, reaching the world from our city. And their prayer is that Christ would be magnified and families fortified. And Brother Jacob says, it's wonderful to see the hand of the Lord in all the seasons of life. God is faithful all the time. The Lord allowed me to meet Joel, and I was able to share the gospel. Now, he's a junior in college and a staunch Catholic, and I confronted him directly about his salvation, but he was not sure about it. And I took the opportunity to share the gospel, and he was willing to pray and ask the Lord Jesus to save him at a Best Buy parking lot. And God saves people in all kinds of places. Well, earlier this year, back in March, I had the privilege of leading 80-year-old Harold to Christ. He was battling cancer and many other health complications. 10 days ago, Harold became very ill, and he called his wife and told her, "Call Richard. I was busy teaching a Bible college class and could not answer the call." But later, I found that he was airlifted to a hospital in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and I visited him later that day and was able to talk to him. He recognized me. And then on Sunday, July the 26th, Harold went home to be with the Lord. In the past 6 or 7 months that I knew him, I was only able to see him once and got to lead him to Christ on that day. I've been in touch with him often and tried to visit his wife and him again, but they were never available because of health reasons. But what amazes me is that Harold came to know the Lord a few months ago, and now he's in heaven with his Savior. And I learned a valuable lesson about never missing my opportunity to reach people with the gospel. Harold and Sylvia live about 2 hours away from our home, and every mile and minute of my drive to share Christ was so worth the while. Sylvia, his wife, and the family wanted me to preach his funeral, and it was an honor and a privilege. Now, Leah, that's Mrs. Jacob, had to have knee surgery some time back to repair a meniscus tear and some arthritis in her right knee, and she had been enduring excruciating pain for about 4 days. She still has a lot of pain, but please pray that it will go away. Our youth are conducting a recreational outreach twice a month, and they plan both indoor and outdoor games. They pass out invitations to bring in friends and visitors, after which Colin and Marcus will share the gospel and share the church-related information. Please pray for this effort, that it would be successful and that many would come to the Lord and also become members of the local church. And then there's some other people they're trying to reach, but pray for the Jacobs as they're anticipating building a new church. They found a building with 10 acres, and the seller accepted the offer. So pray for them. They've got many things going on as they plant the church there just north of Nashville, Nashville Baptist Church.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.